And time to talk to Jack all the way from the UK. We've had some incredible feats from our Australian girls over the last couple of days. Sally Pearson, Danny Stevens, fantastic. But what about Usain Bolt's farewell? Jack, talk us through that one.
Well, it was very emotional and very poignant. It was a very somber Usain Bolt who walked around the track because, of course, he's got this hamstring injury, having injured it the day before in the relay, which is one of the saddest sights I've seen, where you have an athlete that is, you know, the big farewell moment, and he pulls up screaming in the middle of the track. It was just really, really horrible. But he wandered around the track, and he went to the 200-metre mark and the 100-metre mark, and he knelt at the both positions and gave a small prayer. And he said afterwards that he was thanking and giving, you know, thanking the sport and the fans. And he bowed to the fans, and everyone was waiting for the big lightning bolt pose. You know, normally we would see him bounce around and play up to the crowd, but he only did that at the finish line. And so it was an incredibly sad moment, actually. I feel very emotional myself about it all, and yet I'm pretty cynical.
You're pretty hard-nosed. In the nicest way.
Yeah, it was. He spoke about how his worst moment was that false start in the World Championships in Beijing, and the best moment being in 2015 at the World Championships, where he didn't think, you know, his preparation was great, and he came back and won that medal. So he doesn't know what he's going to do, except he did go to the nightclubs and party on last night. So he's had a few hours of partying.
He's retired now.
And
it's okay.
Who knows what he's going to do?
Yeah, well, I know what he's been doing. Anyway, Jack, what about Danny Stevens? That's a good silver medal. The girls have done us proud.
Well, but they're also not only... They're the most experienced members of our team, a young team of 62. It's got Athletics Australia out of the hole that they may have been in with the Sports Commission, having won the two medals, which they were supposed to do. And then you've got these youngsters coming through. Unfortunately, we didn't get the depth coming through. Only five athletes made the top eight. And so there were not many Australians in finals at all. But it was great to see the young pole vaulter, Curtis Marshall. He was seventh, and that was his first competition at that kind of level. And Brooke Stratton, the long jumper, she was seventh. She was sixth in the long jump. And then Dame Bird Smith, who's a walker, he was sixth as well, and he's looking quite promising. So there's a few athletes coming through, but perhaps not as many as what we would like to see.
Mm. Oh, we're just watching a bit of the vision now. Gee, she gives it a rip, doesn't she?
She's a beaut.
2 metre PB.
Well, I'm a discus
Australian
thrower.
Record. Yeah.
So I have great sympathy for Danny, and I was watching that event with great interest, and she has been trying to get that 70-metre mark, and she improved her PB by over a metre. To claim the silver medal, and she is looking in hot form. I think for the Commonwealth Games, she obviously she was start favourite there, but I think you know she's coming really into her prime, and I think she's finally made a mental leap as well to perhaps even contest to be number one in the world.
Wow, which would be fantastic. She's been good for a very long time. Joe Root fires a warning to his players.
I know this is quite funny because he's warned them all about the Australian vulgarity and that they need to be prepared for the Ashes. And he said it just hits you like a train. And he made some particular reference to in Brisbane at the Gabba where a beach ball went into the outfield. And, of course, the crowd is asking him to throw it back over the fence. And instead he gave it to the steward and the steward popped it. I don't know if you remember that moment. Anyway,
yeah.
Joe Root remembers it because he still talks about it and how tough that was to withstand the Australian abuse. So he's getting his players ready. 100 days to go to the Ashes. And the team is actually, we're having a day-night match, a test here against the West Indies at Edgbaston on Thursday. So they're going to trial the cricket pink ball, and this will be the first time in this country. So there's a lot of excitement about the pink ball too.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that one. That's going to be absolutely brilliant.
It will be an absolute cracker. Jack, I know you would have enjoyed those world titles, and we'll let you get the Kleenex tissues and wipe away the tears with Usain Bolt doing the farewell.
Thanks, guys.